I guess that's why there's nobody in the chat room. There's a few of you out there. Welcome to BlacklistedRadio.com. You can join me and the crew live at BlacklistedRadio.com. Welcome, 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 welcome. What a crazy week. What a crazy week. I am your host, Doug Owen, by the way, and I am the senior editor of BlacklistedNews.com. You can check out the website, some of the stories, of course, that we cover. You can find curated throughout the week, exclusive content, lots of cool stuff there. And of course, you can tweet the show. We're interactive. BLN Radio is the handle. 800-313-9443, the number to dial in if you are not watching the debate, or maybe you are and you have some thoughts on, well, the clown show, quite literally. If you go to my website, it quite, I think, appropriately encapsulates what we're watching now in the header logo, and I'll just leave that as a teaser. You have to go to the website. It'll make sense when you see the header logo and what makes for modern-day politics. 2016 is pretty unprecedented. Where are we at in the world today? Let's see. We have $19 trillion in national debt here in the United States of America, $6.5 trillion and counting missing from the Pentagon, $6 billion missing from the State Department. We are on the verge of a war with Russia. Healthcare, Social Security are pretty much screwed, and 94 plus million people are out of the labor force. And you get Hillary or you get Trump. Pretty sad dichotomy. Moon of Alabama, one of my favorite blogs to go to. A lot of really interesting geopolitical analysis. And the fact that the website's still very 2006 and it hasn't changed. It's just a very authentic, old school look to it. So that's probably one of the biggest reasons I go to the website, honestly. But besides that, they had a great article, and it kind of, I think, really highlights the latest and greatest from the media. We have an election of leaks and counter leaks. More to come on that, of course. And I shouldn't have said it that way, but considering some of the topics of the mainstream media, the political punditry, it's probably an appropriate Freudian slip. You know, this is where we're at. It's funny, really, when you think about the U.S. electorate. They have a deeper negative view of Donald Trump, 44%, and Clinton, 41%, than of the much vilified Russian president, Mr. Vladimir Putin, who's being blamed for everything. 38% of Americans view him unfavorably. That means that roughly 62% of you think he's doing a good job. He's getting things done, and well, you're probably disenfranchised with both Trump and Hillary and U.S. policy, something that doesn't get talked about a lot. But, you know, we have the new media assassination of Donald Trump playing out. Is this the October surprise? Maybe so. If you've ever watched his TV show, The Apprentice, one of the producers, you know, went through and looked at a lot of footage and produced this tape of him basically talking, you know, about feeling up chicks, being sexist and braggadocious in front of his, you know, other boys. You know, this kind of juvenile talk, not really surprising. I don't know why so many people are offended by these statements. Are they slightly misogynistic? I guess. I mean, but if you recorded all the things that I had said in my life, I'm sure most of you would probably, if you just use that as ammunition, didn't really take my character or the person I am into consideration and just judge me on sound bites. It's pretty easy to paint a pretty ugly picture of me. You could probably do that if you had the time with this podcast and the probably 1,000-plus episodes of the ranting and raving of me, mental musings, stream of conscience type shows that we've done. You know, you could definitely vilify me. So it's not I'm not a Trump defender by any stretch. And if you go to my website, you'll see on a daily basis that we are hypercritical of both candidates. They're both part of the war party. So it's not that I'm biased or partisan in any way, but you know, it's pretty interesting to see how this is all these leaks have played a role in the 2016 election. And of course, Hillary says it's all because the Russians are leaking this information, and now they may hack the vote. Got to be scared. Need the Department of Homeland Security to take over the voting in this country. It makes perfect sense. This week, we also had a pretty disappointing, lackluster showing from Julian Assange. I'm going to not call it WikiLeaks any longer. We're going to call it WeakLeaks because it was really weak. But if you saw the Podesta emails, I read through some of them, you know, they're pretty damning. Not as interesting and or flamboyant as Trump's comments, but it shows how the Clinton machine is deeply invested in reporters and had vetted and had, you know, people on different lists of friends and foes and worked in conjunction with Politico writers as well as Bloomberg on anti-Sanders stories. Doing the best that they could to use the media machine, Hillary's, you know, very friendly, quote unquote, liberal media as an outlet for her own propaganda and her own, you know, demonization campaign of those. Worked hard at actually, you know, assessing and picking and hoping that Donald Trump would be the RNC candidate because it would be easy to knock him off his pedestal. Some of you may believe that, you know, really ultimately Trump's role in all of this is to usher in, of course, the queen of evil, Hillary Rodham Clinton, once again, and bringing us back to a world where we have more Bushes, more Clintons. The U.S. dynasty continues. They can't get away from it. It's interesting, though, because it shows you how this is a the Trump, he has some right-wing media that's on his side. You know, I think the whole RNC has been just throwing him under the bus, and a lot of people want Mike Pence, his running mate. They just are drooling at this idea that somehow he could be the Republican nominee, and this is an ongoing you know, narrative for the Republican Party. They're not really thrilled with Donald Trump. And of course, he's a huge liability. But, you know, when it comes to the media and especially Hollywood, they are behind Hillary Clinton 100%. And so it's no wonder that Hillary has, you know, some pretty sordid. I mean, Donald Trump being in media has left a golden goose egg worth of quotable things to demonize him with. And, you know, it was like this Zach Galifianakis Between Two Ferns interview with Hillary Clinton. I just saw so many people that were so gullible in the right-wing media, you know, the kind of or alt-right, whatever you want to call it. And they were just, you know, look at Zach Galifianakis. He blasted Hillary Clinton. He burned her. They roasted Hillary. Oh, man, they got her good. And I was just kind of beside myself thinking, well, yeah, obviously you didn't see the same thing I saw. And Zach Galifianakis is very left-wing, very pro-Clinton. And this interview Between Two Ferns is it's a skit, and it's supposed to make Hillary Clinton look good. And I think that that's really what it did. The questions that he asked in the way they phrased it, you know, oh, well, these are talking points that people like to attack you with. Let's make fun of them. So he did a great, you know, service to Hillary Clinton. But people are kind of gullible when it comes to politicking and, you know, when it comes to celebrities in Hollywood. They're so much more powerful than Sean Hannity, than Rush Limbaugh, than the Roger Ailes Fox News machine in so many ways. And of course, Hillary's been able to tap that. So, you know, everybody's looking for the big surprise. And maybe that's, you know, the surprise that we'll get. We're supposed to get 8 more weeks of coverage of leaked information about Hillary Clinton. Some other interesting aspects to leaks. Colin Powell, one of his emails from the Iraq war architect himself, Mr. Jack Straw, who was the British Foreign Secretary, actually bragged about how he was happy that the Brexit, you know, the breaking away from Britain from the EU superstructure, which is yet to happen, it may not happen, probably won't happen, in my opinion. But that derailed the government's inquiry into Bush, Iraq war crimes. Tony Blair, David Cameron. This is an ongoing war crime that has extended several presidencies. And one more thing that just isn't going to get mainstream media traction. Of course, the mainstream media is not going to be very critical of themselves being in bed with Hillary Clinton. So when you look at the two power bases there, you have media celebrities versus, maybe a higher voting majority of people that do, support Donald Trump and can see. I don't know how there could really be a lot of support beyond people that just hate Hillary Clinton, because it's really hard to like Donald Trump. It's really hard to relate to Donald Trump, because most of you, even the supporters of you listening to the show, most of you are not billionaires, and you do not have celebrity TV shows and do not own golf courses and are not media, or rather real estate, empire builders. So, not that Hillary Clinton's all that much easier to relate with. She is definitely a high priestess and a political elite, and she has not really worked in the private sector other than a couple criminal enterprises like the Rose Law Firm. I mean, it go on and on about Hillary and how she made her money. If you juxtapose them, Donald Trump made his money off of connections that he had to politicians, to people like in Atlantic City, mayors, other friendlies that got him, you have to rub a lot of elbows to build a building anywhere. So you have to have a lot of political contacts. And, when you look at Hillary Clinton, she made herself rich by catering and using her position in politics. So he used politicians. She is one of the politicians that has been used by many. So many people. One of the other big revelations was that she was all for TPP. And one of the more interesting things that I think a lot of people just don't get is that there is a different paradigm for people, the public, and or perception, and the people that are giving her money. And everybody knows this. And she talked about having to have, quote, a need for a private and public position on policy. What does that mean? Well, I'm all for TPP, but the people will freaking, bring out pitchforks and torches, and they will tar and feather me if I tell them that I'm for that. So I tell the public one thing, and then I tell all the Goldman Sachs bankers another. And, all the people that should have been enraged about, especially the Bernie supporters that are anti-Wall Street, anti-capitalism. It's the fat cats not paying taxes, and we just need to go after them and tax the crap out of everybody. Meanwhile, completely engaging in cognitive dissonance. These poor people have no idea how much money has been spent in illegal wars. They just don't want to touch that. It's anti-patriotic to even, discuss foreign policy and the mismanagement of billions upon trillions of dollars. And not to mention, if you're, really a progressive and you're very anti-global warming and you want lots of legislation, new regulations to try to end that, to ignore the huge environmental impact and the carbon emissions that the U.S. military and NATO, our allies, you know, shoot into the atmosphere is just it's unconscionable. But then again, a lot of the people, you have to understand, the people that these talking points, these policies are created for, are Joe American out there that pays no attention and thinks, well, you know, conspiracies don't exist. That's just silly talk. Absolutely conspiring to mislead people. Now, regardless of whether you're voting for Hillary Clinton or you're not voting for Hillary Clinton, I don't think that there's very many people at all that believe that she's trustworthy or that she's honest or genuine. I can't imagine most women would see her as a role model, considering the outlandish misogyny of her own husband, Bill Clinton. He got chastised this week. There's a video on blacklistednews.com of people chanting rapist at Bill Clinton. It's got to be he's fallen far, hasn't he? You know, he used to be the champion of the American people, and now you're out there pitching Hillary Clinton, your wife, to paid actors, in many cases, paid child actors to ask her questions. There's literally no on-the-ground grassroots support, so he has to go out here, stand up on the pedestal, going from the heart. And that's what Bill Clinton does, and saying things in a good light about Hillary Clinton, all the wonderful things that she will do, and on and on and on. And just, I mean, I think at some point they're just talking so much, just going around and waving and kissing so many babies. You know, even people like Bill Clinton fall off script. If you didn't hear, he was very critical of Obamacare. Bill Clinton and Doug Owen both agree that it is a huge mess, that hardworking people are getting the coverage reduced by up to half and paying twice as much for the same coverage, and or in most cases less coverage. Oh, and that's, you know, of course, Barack Obama's signature piece of legislation. I mean, he is using your tax dollars. He's out on the campaign trail for Hillary Clinton. By the way, a big piece that came out, propaganda machine, Obama's army of PR staffers, public relations people, propaganda, cost taxpayers $500 million per year. So do the math. It's $500 million. We paid billions of dollars for domestic propaganda to prop up things like Obamacare. President Obama hired hundreds of additional public relations employees to sell his administration's policies at the total cost of taxpayers of nearly $500 million a year, the government's chief watchdog reported Wednesday. And another story that's not getting a lot of coverage. Mr. Obama added some 667 PR staffers between 2008, the last full year under his predecessor, and 2011, when the staffing levels peaked at 5,238 people, to convince you that, you know, the government cares. War is necessary. War is peace. Freedom is, or slavery is freedom. Truth is lies, and lies are truth. It created a mini ministry of truth. It shouldn't be, a surprise to most people. But I mean, they're even working. We talked about previously the relationship between Hillary Clinton, specifically the Democrats, and Hollywood, and a lot of that is not just the people. These are just the staffers. This is just the wages for these propaganda masters, not including the money that they spent to put scripts into CIA vetted movies, your, you know, evening talk shows, and even Modern Family. God forbid. All right, quick break. We'll be back with more. Don't go anywhere. It's Blacklisted Radio.
Do you you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Well, a lot of people are on the ground in Florida where the hurricane has hit. It's big, big news and not as bad as we thought it would be. But Hurricane Matthew has been a big talking point. All hurricanes have become politicized in one way or another. NBC's Ron Allen thinks the climate deal is designed to stop storms like the hurricane, a video that we published at blacklistednews.com. Check it out if you want to hear how, you know, if you just give money, if Obama would just sign the Kyoto Protocol and, you know, bring in Agenda 2030, somehow or another, the government and its regulations are going to be able to get rid of hurricanes. Yeah, they're going to be able to make them less impactful. They're going to do all these wonderful things that just seem to me to be completely outlandish and such an insult to the intellect of people. I mean, even if you believe that anthropomorphic, man-made climate change, carbon, life forms on planet Earth are, you know, interfering with the quote unquote natural atmosphere, all those things. I mean, even if you believe them, you would have to be hard pressed to think gullibly that these kind of things are cure all solutions. If we just gave the government enough money, they could cure Ebola. Or maybe if we just gave the pharmaceutical companies enough money, they could cure cancer. I don't know how much money has been spent on curing cancer, but now it seems to me and a lot of people that the obvious cures or one of the places you should start is the one place they don't want to go, and it's because it has
THC.
It's evil. Plants are evil. Government has to come out and protect you from plants and from hurricanes. This one poor girl, Jen Delgado, became an internet sensation. She's a Weather Channel meteorologist that was claiming that Haiti is deforested because children eat the trees there. People are so poor. It's so hard up. And believe you me, I mean, Haiti's not a it's not a good situation, and generally, and the pillaging of these people has been going on, not to mention actual geological barriers and why the Dominican Republic rarely gets hit compared to how many times Haiti gets hit. It's just, you're in a bad spot, but of course it's global warming, but even the liberal media was freaking out about this chick saying this, like, oh my God, maybe the kids are eating the trees. Maybe that's a real issue because the media seems so offended by this thought. But of course, people are glued to the television. Hillary Clinton decided, hey, let's do a media buy with the Weather Channel. Seems like a good time where you're going to get a lot of people. And, of course, people were repulsed. They're like, wow, anything for a vote, Hillary. Not that, she could probably go much lower in most people's, thoughts, but she got a lot of attention for that. I don't see why it's a big deal. Seems like a media buy. But one thing they don't want to talk about is this former Haitian Senate president who's charging the Clinton Foundation with massive fraud in Haiti. Not to mention, Hillary Clinton's brother who got a no-bid contract to extract uranium and gold, that he owns gold mines. They're heavily invested in Haiti. The relief effort that funneled billions of dollars into the Clinton Global Initiative have gone missing just this week. Dun-da-da-dun! 3 years of paperwork and filings from the Clinton Foundation found their way to the U.S. government. Convenient because, well, that was a huge problem, I think, going into the 2016 election, not to mention all the other crimes that may, though probably doubtably, will catch up with Hillary Clinton before she becomes president or the new emperor of the United States. But anyway, this former Haitian president's asking Donald Trump to ask her to publish the audit of all the money stolen back in 2010. Yeah, I'd like to see that myself. That'd be some entertaining reading, just like the 33,000 emails that Hillary can't quite find. Anyway, quick break. Halfway through the show, another power-packed 30 minutes on the other side. Don't go anywhere. It's Blacklisted Radio.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Hey, you've heard of HGH, right? Human growth hormone? Well, actually, it's very important because it affects the way we look and feel. Remember the name Seromax HGH, S-E-R-O-M-A-X. It's an all-natural amino acid HGH precursor. Human growth hormone is known as a hormone produced by our anterior pituitary glands in the brain. As we grow older, those levels decline. And by age 40, nearly everyone is deficient in HGH. And many of the diseases we associate with aging can be traced to those declining levels of HGH. Thankfully, there's help. Visit SeromaxHGH.com and learn about Seromax HGH. It's an all-natural amino acid HGH precursor containing specialized growth factors and nutrients scientifically shown to help increase the levels of HGH in your bloodstream. Plus, Seromax HGH has zero known negative side effects. Visit SeromaxHGH.com. SeromaxHGH.com. Get moving and join the growing list of satisfied customers who've discovered Seromax HGH.
Blacklisted Radio, 800-313-9443 is the number. Let's go to the phone lines. We're going to go down to Mexico and talk to Terry. Terry, welcome to Blacklisted Radio.
Hi, thank you very much. I really appreciated your show tonight. I wanted to bring up, you mentioned, so let me just, in case I'm wrong, let me say this. John McCain, if you look at his pictures on the internet, he has really short arms.
And a lot like of a T-Rex.
Yeah.
Okay.
And a lot of people have done the dynamics on that, and they've said, wait a minute, in that year, the requirement for a pilot was to have at least 40 inches long of arms, which is really long, in order to be able to pilot this the planes that we want them to have. So a lot of guys, 40 inches, man, Mike. So look at his pictures. His pictures are...
So, I mean, basically almost, what you're saying, and just because we don't have a whole lot of time here, is that you don't think that he was a pilot. You think most of the story about him maybe being a prisoner of war and on is fabricated.
Yes, and Brett Hume, back in the day, most people don't remember Brett Hume, but, you know, we do probably. And he said that McCain's arms got short because he was locked up in a cage in Vietnam. And then, of course, the average person would say, well, why didn't his legs get short? Why didn't his head get small? All right. These things. And we know there's something wrong with that. So you got all of these lies we've ever been told.
Yeah.
But
hey, Terry, I appreciate the call. And though I do think that John McCain is he's pretty unscrupulous, and you know, I don't know whether or not his hands are really shorter. I will look at some of those images. I don't know how relevant John McCain is. I know that he's anti-Trump because he's, you know, of course, a, you know, staunch Christian, on and on. John McCain, his record pretty much speaks for itself in my mind. And even though, you know, he is, you know, proclaimed to be this war hero, I agree with Donald Trump. I mean, if you got caught, you weren't that good at it. And to you know, sit there and pat yourself on the back and use that over and over again. I was a, you know, I mean, not that I don't give a lot of thought to the people that get put into the war meat grinder, people like John McCain that you know, become prisoners of war. I mean, I can't think of anything too much worse in the world, so I don't want to disparage those people that have been held captive. But yeah, I don't know. I really don't know. But I was hoping that there was going to be a payoff. I thought Ken back there was going to have to hit the rim shot. I thought we were going to go somewhere with that story. I was waiting for the punchline. Anyway, thank you. I appreciate the call. Let's talk about Russia. Officially, the U.S. has now accused Russia of hacking the Democratic Party and state election systems. Big meme. After months of speculation whether the U.S. would actually officially accuse Russia of being responsible for these intrusions and hacks, primarily involving the Democratic Party. Moments ago, we found out finally, and this came out Thursday, that there's confirmation that the U.S. has now named Russia as the actor behind the hacking attempts. Interesting piece of knowledge to know now, considering the last debate when Hillary Clinton, of course, named Russia by name, saying that they were a bad state actor and hacking U.S. corporations and, well, her own party. And of course, now anything that is being leaked, period, the go-to is, course, for the Democratic Party to say that Putin is working with Trump, he's a Trump fan, they're both misogynists. I mean, you see how they try to make this correlations. Correlation is not necessarily causation, and they should remind the people out there of that often. But the powers that be love to use this as a way to not only demonize Trump, demonize Putin, and demonize, you know, the system, the justification for the need of the, you know, takeover of the internet in so many different ways, the need to outspend Russia on domestic and foreign propaganda, on and on. So, of course, Russia are now the convenient bad guys, and Hillary, you know, really, really, really has found this to be an effective way to kind of muddy the waters and say, well, you know, anything that comes out of WikiLeaks, any new revelations, you have to wonder about the credibility. Consider the source. It's from Russia. So anyway, this comes after Russia actually put a pretty stunning accusation out there. Not a surprise to most of you. Senior Russian officials blasted the United States for what they said were Washington's invitations to use terrorism as a weapon against Russia. This is from Sergei Yabkov and others who are reacting to the comments by John Kirby, saying that, well, if the Russians don't get on board in Syria, they're going to go home in body bags, which a lot of people took as a direct threat. Although I don't think it's a direct threat. You know, people, you know, Russians are already pretty hypersensitive about the role that they play with the U.S. And this seems to be deteriorating at epic speed. Russia-U.S. relations are tied to lots of weird things, I guess. Things like this plutonium cleanup accord. You know, there's so many international things that governments do together to kind of bind themselves. And you wouldn't think that plutonium cleanup's a big deal, but it's those kind of accords, you know, the Russians making us rockets, and those little ties, when you see them breaking, you know, you have to kind of wonder. Of course, Russia is now threatened to shoot down U.S. jets. You know, they're talking about needing a no-fly zone. Even Mike Pence, Donald Trump, talking about this, probably talking about it right now as we speak. But even some of the people that are huge Hillary supporters have gone even further. If you're not familiar, you should be, with a neoconservative U.S. taxpayer-funded National Endowment for Democracy. It is calling for the oustering of Vladimir Putin. Just to think about this, I mean, this is supposed to be for democracy, but they're actually talking about engineering an overthrow of Russian President Vladimir Putin, saying that the 10-year-old murder case of the Russian journalist should be inspiration. Some of you are familiar with Carl Gershman, who has headed NED since its founding in 1983. He doesn't cite any evidence that Putin was responsible for the death of Anna Politkovskaya. I'm going to destroy this name. Anna Politkovskaya. Anyway, he uses a full column at the Washington Post, neocon-friendly hangout, on Friday to create the impression that Vladimir Putin is this reckless murderer who hates America, that wants to reinstall the Russian greatness through a reemergence of the Soviet Union, which is, I mean, I think he's a mafia gangster, Russian, you know, FSB, former KGB gangster. I mean, he's given himself a new position. So I've been hypercritical of Putin. Believe you me, I don't think that he's a nice person. But, you know, his own people, like, they like him riding around shirtless on horses fighting bears. They're just different people. And, you know, it's I think when it comes to geopolitics, the Chinese and the Russians, no matter how much I think that they really are brutal authoritarian regimes, when they do business in Africa, when they do business in the Middle East, they don't try to take over those governments and use the UN to force them into this neo-colonialization. They just do business, and that's why they've become friendly with many other actors throughout the world stage. And you know, that's why I think you're seeing a kind of a recession in U.S. expansionism, because, you know, there's always strings attached when Hillary Clinton and Victoria Nuland and the Kagan gang and the National Endowment for Democracy, the Israelis and all the other Jewish think tanks and the military industrial complex get together. It becomes, you know, a sword affair. It's much more cut and dry with, you know, a Chinese contractor. That's why they're losing a lot of luster that it once had to do business with the United States of America. So the Russians, it's a tit for tat move that they're playing with here. They've deployed nuclear capable missile systems in Kaliningrad, which is the Iskander ballistic missile system, putting them near Poland. Obviously, the poor Polish people, always cannon fodder for European and Russian wars, systemically. The U.S. ponders whether or not really, I think at this point, is it worth oustering Bashar al-Assad by supporting ISIS, al-Nusra, al-Qaeda terrorists, on and on and on. I mean, you have an estimated 900 Nusra allied fighters that are inside Aleppo. You have now Bashar al-Assad offering to grant them amnesty. This is kind of a power play for them. And, you know, I thought that the Russians were maybe coming to the table with the United States on Bashar al-Assad. And I thought at some point maybe Vladimir Putin would sell out Bashar al-Assad. But it looks like things have definitely turn for the worst. And, you know, when people, you know, make these hyperbolic comments about World War III, where we're heading, are we going to, you know, have a face off with the Russians? I don't know if it'll get to that point. I mean, policy and diplomacy should prevail. But, you know, with Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, they're both pretty heavy handed with, you know, making America great again. And they both mean to use militarize the police departments in this country and use the military industrial complex to do that in the Middle East. And, you know, the fighting has never stopped. The saga continues. You know, the war that we wage against Russia, it's taken a lot of different forms. Recently, Zbigniew Brzezinski put out his new plan for empire. He's a kind of a geopolitical mastermind, was heavily involved in creating Al-Qaeda and the Mujahideen and funding them to fight the Russians. But he's actually kind of had to capitulate as of late, wrote a new piece saying, you know, we have to bring new people to the table. We have to bargain. We can no longer become a hegemonder, an empire based on economics, because as I started the show mentioning, we are now $20 trillion in debt and $5 to $7 trillion is now missing from the Pentagon. And we're not in a much better place. We're going back to Iraq. Not a surprise. Iraqi government officials are warning now that there's going to be regional war if Turkey does not withdraw troops. We've talked about the row with Turkey, warming up to Russia, cooling off to Russia, now warming back up to Russia. You know, the on again, off again relationship there. It's become rocky. And basically, you have John Kerry and you have Russia, you have their diplomats, Sergey Lavrov, however you say his name, out there whining and dining. It's kind of what, you know, U.S. policy, diplomacy really is, whining and dining dictators, trying to get them to do business deals with you and not with the other guy, this other guy being Russia. And, of course, they have their hands in what's happening in Syria, providing weapons, training, fighters, financial aid to different fighter groups that are particularly Kurdish, anti-Kurdish. And they, even though the U.S. wants to, you know, fund and now arm the Kurds, it's still a very tentative relationship because, of course, Turkey does not want that. Same thing's happening in Iraq. So you have it. You see, like this dissolution of the borders and literal war crimes now taking place by Erdogan, who, I mean, we still haven't really, I think, felt the full impact of post coup d'etat Turkey and what that means. I mean, what happened to all of the journalists, the 50,000 people that he has imprisoned and tortured? Don't hear a lot about it in the mainstream media because he's kind of an ally there. So we have also back to Iraq. U.S. troops being deployed to Iraq may face violent resistance from the Iraq Shiite militias or state militias. So what we've created there is just an effing mess, let's be honest about it. And we can't leave it that way. We have to do something. And that means sending people back to Iraq to stabilize it and, you know, to make sure that the government is still friendly to the U.S. You know, of course, Trump said we messed up by leaving, number one, allowing the sovereign Iraqi government, whatever, to let us leave or make us leave. And we should have taken the oil. So some of you may agree with him in that. I don't know. Anyway, we now have basically a new report highlighting the $5 trillion on that has been spent in the Iraqi and Afghanistan wars. And I just have to remind people that opioid addiction has never been higher in this country. Under U.S. occupation of Afghanistan, there has never been more poppy opium production ever. That we've never spent so much money protecting poppy fields, primarily for big pharma in the European markets. And we never had poppy production and other things like that, illicit drug production, happening in great volumes in Iraq. So as the war spread, so did the poppy. It's not a conspiracy theory. It's just a result of our foreign policy. You know, I hear people talk about the policy of Hillary Clinton. Yeah, she's got a lot of policy for sure. There's no doubt about that. All right, guys, quick break. We'll wrap it up on the other side. Still more time for you, 800-313-9443, or you can text me, 512-222-3067.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
All right, welcome back. It's Blacklisted Radio. Just a few more moments here. Want to mention a few things. I don't know what's happening with the Philippine president. He seems like he's on breakdown mode. I was looking at his last name and it's Rodrigo. If it was Spanish, it'd be like a Duertes, but I'm just going to go with Rodrigo Dirty. It's D-U-T-E-R-T-E, which sounds like Rodrigo Dirty to me. Anyway, this guy kind of going off half-cocked. he's been yelling about Obama being a son of a bitch and comparing drug users to Jews that need to be eradicated. He apologized for that. And recently this weekend, I followed a few of the things that came out of his mouth. Philippine president tells Obama, you can go to hell. I'll buy weapons from Russia. Nobody likes that. He did apologize, as I mentioned, to the Jewish community for his kind of brash comments. But he also just went on a big rant about the CIA daring them to assassinate him in the midst of his withering ties with the U.S., according to – this is Raw Story. Controversial Filipino President Rodrigo Duterte dared the CIA to try to remove him from power. He was speaking in his hometown on Friday to mark his first 100 days in office. You want to oust me? You want to oust me? He said during one of his news conferences. You want to use the CIA? Go ahead. And considerable outrage has erupted over the new president's violent crackdown on drug offenders that has resulted in 1,500 deaths at the hands of the police, nearly 2,000 other unexplained circumstances. So sounds like you got a maniac in power, and I don't know if the CIA will go and assassinate him or not. It wouldn't surprise me, although when you're begging for it, it seems like you know, the better operating procedure for them would be to just wait. Just wait a little bit. Anyway, so I don't know what to make of Rodrigo Duterte, but he is definitely a new loudmouth. And what he is saying is very similar to what we saw Muammar Gaddafi say, at the UN prior to his assassination by the State Department. So watch out, Duterte. We'll be following you. Don't get into any hot tubs. Don't get into any small aircraft. Don't be hanging out with hookers at strip bars. It's going to not end well for you. Anyway, got a lot of other stuff. I mean, of course, the big revelations about Yahoo helping the government with unprecedented, unconstitutional spying surveillance powers, basically giving their whole everything, real-time access to Yahoo email. It's completely legal, by the way. Everything they did was – I mean, it's deplorable. It's unconscionable. There's a lot of other adjectives I could use, but it's not illegal. They said, you know, Marissa Myers, their chief executive, said, look, you signed that little form, that agreement to terms. And so what they did was completely legal, but they risked giving – hackers, Russian hackers, be scared, possibly the keys to every Yahoo email user. Not a big story, considering that we've got rape charges for both the presidential front runner, or Donald Trump, the Republican front runner, and his counterpart's first lady-to-be, Mr. Bill Clinton. Weird world, my friends. All right, guys. We'll be back next week for another live edition of Blacklisted News Radio. Please go to the website, support this show monetarily, and by letting other people know. And that's the best way that you can keep us doing this. We produce it for you without commercials, available at blacklistedradio.com after the show. So go there, share that once it's produced, and take care.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, Talking Pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need
for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin is the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.